On a abouti à l'exonération totale de la TVA sur les laits.
Nigerian National Assembly member Sanusi Jacko reads out the decisions taken during 4 days of talks between the government, political parties, civil society, and the anti-tax movement known as the Coalition for Quality and Fairness Against Costly Living. The special committee's decisions call for the repeal of the tax on milk and flour. Minimum consumption levels must now be reached before water and electricity are taxable. All of these had been subject to a value-added tax imposed by Niger's government earlier this year. A tax on sugar will remain. Consumer advocacy groups denounced the tax, which the newly elected government said put Niger in line with the demands of the International Monetary Fund and regional banks. Coalition leaders said the tax, which adds 19% to the price of many essential goods, was making life unbearable in Niger, where the average annual income is just $200. Tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets of the capital Niamey last month, demanding its repeal. Authorities quickly banned demonstrations there. Coalition leaders fought back with stay-at-home strikes and a nationwide call to prayer that landed several of them in jail. But under continued pressure from civil society groups, the government of President Mamadou Tanja eventually backed down, releasing the men and calling for roundtable discussions. Many of the movement's supporters, like opposition activist Mahamadou Karijo, see the decision to repeal the tax as a victory. Mr. Karijo says he thinks the decision is good news. The government doesn't usually listen to the people, he says. This time, it did. But he says this shouldn't be the end of the struggle. The people of Niger have now fought against one of their problems, he says. The problems of stagnant salaries, education, health care, and justice still remain. And he says the people must continue to fight against those. Members of all parties of Niger's National Assembly signed the agreement Tuesday, but the decisions of the committee must now be ratified by Parliament. Joe Bavier for VOA News, Abidjan.